September 4th, 1902. The confessor asks Jesus not to let her die. As I continued to feel ill, I also felt a certain restlessness because of this strange obedience, as if I could not take flight toward my highest and only good. With the addition that, having to celebrate Holy Mass, the confessor did not want to give me communion because of the continuous retching that bothered me. However, since the confessor had told me that out of obedience I should have Jesus Christ touch my stomach, as he came, he touched my stomach, and the continuous retching ceased. But the malady would not cease, and Jesus, seeing me so restless, told me, "My daughter, what are you doing? Don't you know that if death surprises you, finding you restless, you would have to get purgatory? In fact, if your mind is not united with mine, if your will is not one with mine, if your desires are not my same desires, by necessity you need a purge to be transformed completely into me. Therefore, be attentive, think only of remaining united with me, and I will think of the rest." Now, while he was saying this, I saw the church and the Pope, and part of it was leaning on my shoulders, and I also saw the confessor who pressed Jesus not to take me for now. And the blessed Lord said, "Evils are most grave, and sins are about to reach such a point as no longer to deserve victim souls, that is, the ones who sustain and protect the world before me. If this point touches justice, indeed, I will take her with me." So, I understood that things are conditional.